This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording from Monday, May 10th, 2021. We'll begin Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, 24b, the first section, the black text. We're in the story, in the middle of the story, where Rebbe asked for a fast and he doesn't get it. And they complained that Rabbi Yehuda asked for the fast and he got it. And Rebbe says, well, it can't be because of our learning. All right, and the bottom of the last page, the Rabbi Yehuda spend most of their time in the world of Nezikin, right? The Baba Metzia and Baba Basra and Baba Kama, right? That's the world of Nezikin of tort law, right? So Benezikin Hava, that's where his learning was. Va'anan kamas nisan, right? Or mas nenan b'shisa sidarin, right? We actually learn all six sidarim of the Mishnah and the Gemara on it. Well, they didn't actually have Gemara yet, but they focused on all the Mishnah and all the different topics in these six Siddurim, the six orders of the Mishnah. All right, when Rabbi Yehuda got to a certain place in Uktzin, all right, in the Masechet of Uktzin, right, and it's either Aisha Shekovesha Yerek Bikdera, right, the woman who is pickling vegetables, literally to soak vegetables, right? The kavosh kabush is to soak, but we're talking about pickling vegetables in a pot. Ve'amre la, and some say zaysin shekvashan bitarfehen, right? Olives that are pickled with their leaves, tahorin, right? That they have the status of being tahor, right? So that's a whole discussion of tuma and tara, which is actually not our topic for the moment. But when Yehuda got to those discussions in Uktzin, Amar, he would say, Havayos de Rab Ushvu Ushmuel. All right, Kachazina Hacha. All right, we see here, these are the great debates in Rab Ushmuel, right? Distant from us, the great Rab Ushmuel could argue about this. We have a hard time. Va'anan. All right, Rabbi says, Kamas Nenan, Be'uktsin, Slesan, Mesifta. We're learning Uktsin in three different yeshivas. Right, so it clearly can't be that they're learning more than we are. We learn better than they do, right, which is fascinating that that's not obviously the criteria for who brings the rain. But either Rabbi Yehuda, right, it says, right, but despite that, Rabbi Yehuda, ki abishalav chad misana, when he would take off one of his shoes, asi mitra, the rain would come. Va'anan katzavchinan kula yama, we cry out to Hashem tzavchinan all day long. Veleika da ashkachban, and nobody's paying attention to us. Ayah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's not listening. We don't get the rain. Right? Imishum avoda. Right? That's because if I did something wrong, right? Iika da chaze mide. If there's anyone who saw me doing anything wrong, lema, tell me, I'll fix it. Avomaya asug dole hador shein doran dome yafe. But what am I to do, right? What is a gadol hador like Rebbe to do that when his generation is simply not worthy? All right, so at the end of the day, the generation of Rebbe was not worthy, which is fascinating because they were learning more. But the generation that learns more is not necessarily the better or the more worthy generation. Now the Gemara wants to know, what's with Rabbi Yehuda taking off his shoes? Right, what does that have to do with rain? Where does that come from? So now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yehuda chaza hanu betre dahavu kaparze berifte. But you just saw two people, and they're parrots. They're making fun of, they're joking around with bread, with rifta. Right, maybe they're throwing it to one another, but lifrots, right, parrots, a pritzu stick thing to do with bread. Amar shma mina ika siva ba'alma. Obviously, there must be tremendous abundance in the world if they can just, you know, play with this so carelessly. So Yahiv Ene have a kafna. So he looked his eyes, and all of a sudden there was famine. Amarule Rabbanon L'Rav Kahana Breid Rab Nechunya. Right? Shamei Mar Dishchiach Kamei. All right, so the Rabbanan say to Rav Kahana, who is usually found in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Ni Asye Delipok Bepitcha de Samach Leshuka. Right, Ni Asye is to make him do, to force, kind of force Rabbi Yehuda to go out, Lipok, by the Petach that is close to the Shuk. Right, let him see what's going on in the Shuk, let him see what he caused. So Asye, right, Rav Kahana is successful. Unifak Leshuka, and Rav Yehuda goes out to the Shuk, to the marketplace. Chazi Kenufi, he sees a whole bunch of people gathered together. Amar lehu mai hai, right? What's going on? Amar ulei akusva de tamre kaime to come his dabin. Right? There's a little container of dates that everyone's crowding around to try and buy. Right? It's up for sale. So Amar shmami na. So he says to himself, now kafna ba'alma, there must be a famine in this world if everyone's trying to get that one little thing of grape of dates. So Amar Leila Shame. So he said to his servant, Shlofli Misane, take off my shoes. Shlafle Chad Misana. He threw off one of his shoes, Ve'asa Mitra, and the rains came down. Kimitala Mishlav Acharino. And he went to take off the other shoe. Asa Eliyova Amar Le. So Eliyova Nabi comes to him and says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ishalafta Acharina, if you take off the other shoe, Machrevna le'alma. I'm going to destroy the world. All right, so they're obviously, that's a lot to unpack. All right, in that story, I don't even know where to start. Right, but there's a lot to unpack in that story, the miracles, the shoes, the symbolism. For now, let's just leave it as that story. Obviously, he didn't take off the other shoe. Amarav Mari Breda Bas Shmuel. So Mari, right? Son of the daughter of Shmuel. Anahava Kamina Aguda Dinahar Papa. I was standing on the banks of the Papa River. Chazai Limalache De Idmu Limalache. I saw angels who appeared, right? Ledamo Limalache are sailors. Right, it's a cute play on the words there. Malache and Malache. Angels and sailors. The Kamaisi Chala, right? They would bring sand, and Malone La Arbe, they fill up the ship. Habe Kimcha, this smida, and it became this really fine, good flour. Right? Kemach is flour, the smida is the fine, is a reference to the fine flour. Asu Kule Amala Mizban. So everyone came to buy it. Amina Lahu Meha Lotizban de Maise Nisimhu. Well, I said, no, don't touch it. That is stuff of miracles. And that's not for you guys to buy. The continuation of that story, we will see tomorrow. But please come back, join me tomorrow. This concludes our learning for today.